Hello again, it's Stefano. It's still Monday, August 27th. I just left an audio boo, and then I sort of went back and browsed through the many, many, many audio boos that I've missed over the last week and a half, if not more. I've just been rather delinquent in listening to my audio boos. I just came across the one that Acrobat did in response to Simon's, and somehow I missed Simon's audio boo on Sight and Sound. I might have seen it anyway. Nevertheless, absolutely, positively, I would not want to lose my sight. Much like Acrobat said, I would indeed miss music incredibly. And listening to, you know, podcasts and obviously audio boos. I do the majority of my communication with people on email and some text on the phone. As much as I love music and I'm trying to sort of, you know, create my own music, nevertheless, the other thing that I love to do as well is computer graphics and 3D and a little bit. I'm trying to sort of touch upon 3D animation a bit, and that I could still do seeing. Now, you have to understand, I wear glasses, and they're very strong. I have very poor vision. So whenever I take off my glasses to go to bed and have them on the nightstand. And sometimes my wife, I remember early in our marriage, she'd get up and maybe look outside and see a bird on a tree, you know, or something. And she'd go, "Oh, come in, you got to come and see this." And of course, inevitably, I'd reach for my glasses. And I remember the first few times she asked me, "Well, you know, you're always reaching for your glasses." Well, because if I look outside without my glasses, the whole world is a blur. And I don't see. So I know what it's like not to be, I'm not legally blind or any thing like that. My eyes gather all the light. It's just, it scatters all the light. So it's not focused at all. And I need the glasses to correct that, like everybody else who wears glasses. But it's so bad that if I take off my glasses, I am completely useless. If I broke my glasses somewhere and I had to drive home, I would be lost. I couldn't drive the car home. So definitely it would be, I'd choose hearing over sight. Absolutely. No question about it. There's a lot of things I would miss about hearing, you know, my daughter's laugh, but I could see her laughing and I can take in a lot of the beauty of the world. To me, a piece of classical music that I would miss dearly could be replaced by the incredible magic of and beauty of the colors of a sunset. Both of them, you know, bring about the same feeling, the same emotions at many times. And like I said, I do love graphic arts and I love photography. So that in itself would offset the lack of the sounds. And especially losing it later in life, you can still remember what something sounds like. And if you have, you know, you can touch something and feel vibrations. It's not the same thing, I realize. But you could feel the vibrations, say, on a speaker and the, you know, the bass and and to some point, you could even play, say, a piece of music, and like there's a lot of YouTube videos where they put sand or water underneath a speaker, and you see the patterns forming. So you sort of could enjoy it that way too. It's just adding another dimension to it. Again, a visual dimension. So no, definitely that would be my take on Simon's question. Bye again. I'm gonna catch up on all my audio boos. I'm sure I've got other commentaries to make. Bye.